5 18-year-old women, 2 18-year-old men, and a 15-year-old boy were found shot and were being treated at local hospitals. According to witnesses and investigators, several dozen people, many of them teenagers, had gathered at the park's parking lot Sunday night after an invitation was posted on social media about a car party or car-focused social meetup at the park. Three animals died and a man was injured Saturday when a semi-hauling cattle crashed in Grant County. According to the Grant County Sheriff's Office, the trailer was hauling over five dozen cattle as the driver approached a roundabout on U.S. Highway 61 and State Highway 81 near Lancaster. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Some clouds this morning, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. High today 76 with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight clear 58, tomorrow sunshine 80. On Friday sunny, a little more humid with a high near 82. Do you need help with back taxes? Call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now, they can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63. 99.7.
It's 8:01 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Hopefully you're having a great start to your Wednesday. Santana now with Rob Thomas on Max FM.
Yeah. Classics, and more. Max FM.
I think we're alone now. There is Tiffany. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:09 right now. And Finn, we want to give a little bit of an update on the situation happening in Baraboo right now. And we got to go all the way back to last night when this actually started. If you woke up this morning with text messages from the Sauk County Sheriff's Department alerts on your phone, here's why. This started at about 11:06 last night in Sauk Prairie when the police department there attempted a traffic stop on a red minivan in their jurisdiction for what appeared to be a possible intoxicated driver. Well, the vehicle fled from the officer, disregarded all the traffic signs, and then a pursuit was initiated. The vehicle was driving recklessly, traveling at very high speeds on Highway 78. A Sauk County deputy came across the minivan just minutes later on Highway 113 and followed the vehicle towards Baraboo. An officer did deploy stop sticks in an attempt to stop that vehicle south southeast of Baraboo, right on Highway 113, the Water Street area, right near Manchester Road. The vehicle continued around the stop sticks, traveling at still a high rate of speed, eventually crashing a short distance later. Now, when Sauk County deputies arrived at the crash location, the male driver fired gunshots toward the deputies before he ran off into a wooded area. One deputy did suffer minor injuries as a result. Now, that male suspect, as far as we know, is still at large this morning and is presumed to be armed. He is described as light complexion with short or shaved brown hair and a medium length beard. He was last seen wearing a black t-shirt. Now, law enforcement has established a perimeter that they are searching this morning. They're asking people who live in that vicinity to shelter in place, and they are asking for anybody else to please avoid the area if at all possible. Last we heard, Highway 113 was reopened, but there is still a search perimeter set up in the location. The male suspect is Jeffrey Edward Miller. He is 32 years old. He has ties to both Sauk and Juneau counties. And if you do have information regarding Miller, you can contact the Sauk County Sheriff's Office. That number, 355-4495. You can also contact the Sauk County Crime Stoppers, 1-888-TIP-SAUK. And if you observe him in the area, if you see any sort of suspicious activity, you are being encouraged by the Sauk County Sheriff's Department to call 911. That's what we have as of right now. Of course, Finn, we're going to keep everybody updated on this situation. If you do want to take a look at the full press release, if you want to see a photo of the suspect, Jeffrey Miller, you can go over to Baraboo Police Department on Facebook. They have all of that information posted over there as well. Now, we're also keeping an eye on a missing endangered person. Alert for this particular gentleman from Milwaukee was issued last night, and he is believed to be near the Wisconsin Dells area. He's 29 years old. His name is Griffin Schneider. The authorities are concerned for his safety. He was last seen leaving work around 10 o'clock yesterday morning. His vehicle was spotted around 9:15 near Wisconsin Dells. It's a black 2016 Volkswagen Tiguan with Wisconsin plate AVV8157. Now, if you've seen Schneider or his vehicle, you're being encouraged to call the Milwaukee Police Department, 414-935-7242. So a lot of information this morning, a lot going on in the area. And of course, just trying to make sure everybody is aware of what is happening and just encouraging everybody to stay away from that Water Street area and the Highway 113 area so that police can do what they need to do to potentially find the suspect that's at large this morning. So hopefully the officer is doing well. I mean, minor injuries, which is the good news, but hopefully he is doing well. So he or she, I should say, gets all of our best wishes this morning, and we will keep you updated on the situation as it changes. Now, we're going to change veins completely here this morning. We're going to talk about sleep. That's something that people were doing when all those alerts were coming in this morning, which is why people were so surprised when they got them this morning, kind of like I was. So the question this morning is, which generation sleeps the most? It turns out that boomers, who start nodding off during Jeopardy, get up about 5 a.m., or is it the Gen Zers who sleep until about 11 a.m.? 11 a.m. Pshaw. If you have a Gen Zer, you know that it could be way later than that. But of course, we know that they happen to be up all night, usually on some sort of device as well, right? Well, a new survey has found that 75% of people get between 6 and 8 hours of sleep per night, which seems kind of like a best case scenario, right? I mean, it really does. Millennials get the most sleep. 85% are logging 6 hours or more. What is the secret to the millennial lifestyle? I kind of want
to
know.
I'd like to know that, yeah.
Right?
And what is the projected amount of sleep that we're supposed to get every night?
It changes as you get older, but it's like 8 hours, like 7 to 8 is what they say you're supposed to get. Now, I hope that I get 7 to 8 hours. If I get 5 or 6, I feel like I've accomplished a whole lot in my life, like I've conquered the world, right?
So, right. If we get 5, 6 hours, we're happy. It's not what we need, but we're happy that we got that 5 or 6 hours.
If it's consecutive, 5 or 6 hours as well, and a consistent sleep, then it's even better. Gen Xers are getting the least. Yep, that's me. I'm a Gen Xer. 18% are sleeping 5 hours or fewer. Yep, that checks out. That definitely checks out. Millennials also rate sleep quality better than any other generation. Nearly half, 49%, said that they have good sleep. Gen X is getting the worst sleep. 27% rate their sleep as poor. What is it with the Gen Xers? What are we doing wrong? Like, I have a few questions about this. Men are more likely than women to rate their sleep as good. Women are more likely to say sleep is very important to them, though. Well, that's just the distinction. It is very important. We're just not doing it well or getting enough of it. So I got that too. Overall, 41% of us rate our sleep as good. 39% say it's okay. And 20% rate their sleep as just bad all the way around. Yeah, I would be in the 20% category. That would be me. As for what is keeping people up the most, this shouldn't be surprising. For boomers and Gen Xers, the biggest disruptor is back pain. Well, that's because we're old and we apparently need our back pill before we can actually go to sleep, Finn. I mean, it totally checks. It
checks out.
Yeah. Exactly. For Gen Zers, it's social media. Is it really, though? Because my Gen Zers are totally opposed to social media, other than maybe the occasional Snapchat and maybe watching a ticky-tack video every now and then. But other than that, they're pretty much disillusioned by social media completely. Other health conditions that keep people up include insomnia, anxiety, as well as sleep apnea. All things that we can attest to as we get older in life. But again, what is the millennial secret? Like, why isn't any of this stuff bothering them? Are they just at an in-between age where, like, the back pain hasn't started yet?
The back pain hasn't started.
Right? And maybe they just have a little less anxiety or something. Maybe they eat healthier, so they're getting, you know, there's less sleep apnea problems. Like, I have questions about why the millennials are getting so much sleep compared to the rest of us. Like,
well, and, you know, there's a whole bunch of people that say they don't need that much sleep. That 4 or 5 hours of sleep is,
that's a bunch of hooey.
Is good. Yeah, right?
We all need more than 4 or 5 hours of sleep. If you really want to function, you really need more than 4 or 5 hours of sleep. I'm sorry. And I know some people can function on 4 or 5 hours of sleep. That doesn't necessarily mean it's good for you to only be getting 4 or 5 hours of sleep.
Barely. Like 4 hours, that's...
It's not a lot.
To me, like 4 hours, that's really just kind of walking a tightrope.
Right?
That your batteries are going to... die. Like, you don't even have the energy from the get-go, and
right?
Then throughout the course of the day it just continues. But when that happens, I don't even know if it's better for me to take a nap or to just power through so that by the time 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night rolls around, I am just
tired.
Yeah,
right. There's a fine line that you have to walk with that. It sounds ridiculous, but there really, really is. Is it because sometimes, too, laying down and taking a nap in the middle of the day is not all it's cracked up to be. And sometimes when I do that, I actually wake up more tired than if I would have just powered through the whole thing. And then I don't want to go to bed on time at night, and I want to offset everything by however long I slept during the day, right? Which is also not good for me. So there's a fine line you have to walk on that.
You'll notice that on the morning show, we talk a lot about... food, and
yes.
We talk a lot about sleep
or lack thereof.
These are,
yes.
Or the lack thereof. These are the yes. things we are passionate about.
These
like,
are the
why don't
that
we
keep
get
us
more
moving
sleep
every single yeah. day? Yeah, but I do find it fascinating though that millennials are the ones actually sleeping the most. Like, I do have questions about that because it seems like now millennials should be in that stage of life, right, where they're working, they're having families, you know, some of them anyway. Why, you know, and yet they're the ones who are still getting the most sleep. I have questions. I have questions about why that's happening. So that's all it. That's like, if you're a millennial, why are you sleeping so well? Like, I have questions for you. I want to know your secrets.
We want to know
teach
the secrets.
Teach me something. Teach me something. I want to know why you're sleeping so well, because it doesn't seem like the rest of us in any other generation are doing that well. So we want to know all of your secrets and why it's working for you and what we're doing wrong. Please tell us.
And how much do you think that stress plays a factor?
Oh,
in
I
it?
Think it's a lot. I think people are completely out of their mind, stressed out sometimes. And instead of letting your mind shut off at night, people lay there and they think about all the things subconsciously, consciously, whatever it is. I think all those things
right.
come flooding into your head. And then all of a sudden you can't sleep anymore. And
how
I know
are we going to pay that bill? How
yes.
are we going to pay that bill? Oh, what's
yes.
got to happen tomorrow? Am I going to be able to make it to all
right.
those things that
yes.
just... Yeah, you know, we need to chill out.
We do. We do. We need. I think we need better relaxation techniques in this world. I mean, I know there's all sorts of things we can do, but I feel like we aren't putting them into practice good enough. And I've always kind of felt like that because we don't know how to relax very well as a society. We really don't. And when you look at other societies and what they're doing, they have a way better like work-life balance. They have they're sleeping better. They have better health habits, all of that kind of stuff. And then here in the United States, we're just walking around like zombies every night, hoping that we get like 4 hours of sleep to call it a day so that we can function at our job. So I feel like we need a balance.
We're overworked. We're overstressed. And this is something that other countries and cultures have a better grasp on.
Yeah, they really, really do. And I applaud them because we could learn a thing or two in this country. And I think there are people in different companies that are actually trying in the United States to give that word. So I give them props as well. But at the same time, it's not everybody. And it makes it really hard. So, you know, and I feel like ever since, and I don't want to blame everything on COVID, the world's had a lot of problems since even before COVID. But I feel like that's when a lot of this stuff came to light for people. And when a lot of people realized, hey, maybe how we're doing things is not the best way to do things. And so people started questioning, you know, and I feel like that's part of it as well. So we're just a worrisome group of people. That's what we are, Finn. We just, we got to shut our brains off a little bit. Mind numbing TV, that will get you through.
That'll do it.
I promise.
That'll do it. But we soldier on.
We just continue
on with the fight.
Lots of coffee, lots of energy drinks. That's how we power through here in the United
States. That's
going
to help us with the sleep issues, isn't it?
Oh, we've got our priorities a little mixed up, but it's okay. It's okay. We just keep downing it and we call it a day and we're like, we can do this. And then you smile and try to make it through. It's good. It's good stuff. Now, speaking of good stuff, which is way better than talking about our lack of sleep, we want to give you the opportunity to go see some world-renowned entertainment over at the Al Ringling Theater. Coming up on Friday, I believe it's Friday, August 2nd. I got to get a calendar here in front of my face. It is Friday, August 2nd. There is a gentleman by the name of Eric Michael Gillette who is going to be performing at the Al Ringling Theater. And if you don't know anything about his story, you need to check out his website, ericmichaelgillette.com. And he is not only a TV actor, he's also been in Broadway shows. He's also produced and directed his own shows. He is also a former ringmaster with the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus from 1987 to 1998. He even conceived and directed New York's own Big Apple Circus Dance On back in 2010. So this guy is like good entertainment, right? Incredible voice, very talented. And you have a chance to see him over on the Al Ringling Theater on Friday, August 2nd for that show. Now, we've got some pairs of tickets that we're going to be giving away through the remainder of the week. And so we're going to give away our first pair right now. If you want to be at the Al Ringling Theater on August 2nd to see Eric Michael Gillette and a heck of a show, then you need to text us right now on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970. 355-9970. All you have to do is tell us that you want to go see this amazing show at the Al Ringling Theater, and we're going to hook you up with a pair of tickets right now. It's that easy. So text right now in order to see Eric Michael Gillette on the stage of the beautiful Al Ringling Theater. Check your calendars right now. We're giving you plenty of time to plan it out. Again, Friday, August 2nd for Eric Michael Gillette. 355-9970 if you would love to go see the show at the Al Ringling Theater. Now, taking a look at our forecast right now, some clouds hanging around this morning and then becoming partly cloudy by this afternoon. Not bad today, Finn. 76 for a high. Clear tonight down to 58 and then lots of sun and 80 tomorrow. As we look ahead to Friday, some sunshine. A little bit more humid, though, with a high near 82. Right now, it's 63. It's time for our community calendar brought to you by Community First Bank.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. It's time for the 173rd Columbia County Fair. Events will be taking place Wednesday through Sunday at the Columbia County Fairgrounds. Buildings will be open from 10 a.m. until 9 p.m. each day, except for Sunday, which will be 10 a.m. until 5. There are a ton of events all week long with great live entertainment, beer and wine gardens, vendors, exhibits, and so much more. Get all the details at ColumbiaCountyFairWI.org. And the Sauk County Master Gardeners Association invites you to their annual garden tour. It's going to be happening 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. on Saturday, July 27th. It's in the Sauk Prairie and Merrimack area this year. Take advantage of gardening demonstrations and fresh produce markets to satisfy your curiosity and your culinary pursuits. Bring questions for the garden hosts and master gardeners and register for a door prize. You can get your tickets right now by visiting the Sauk County Master Gardeners Association Facebook page. Plus, you could stop into the Baraboo Chamber of Commerce or the Consumers Co-op office in Sauk City. Again, this will be Saturday, July 27th from 9 until 4 p.m.
Hey, neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
All of us have a role to play in promoting a mental health-friendly workplace.
So what can I do to help?
As a CEO, I can set the tone for a supportive culture.
As a manager, I can offer assistance and accommodations.
As a coworker, I can be a source of support.
As someone with a mental health condition, I can ask for what I need to perform my best.
What can I do?
What can I do?
I can remind others that none of us are alone.
And that we all benefit from workplaces that promote good mental health.
Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Maximum Music, Max FM.
It's 8:26 right now, giving away a pair of tickets to see Eric Michael Gillette at the Al Ringling Theater on August 2nd. If you'd love to go see some great entertainment, all you have to do is text us now, 355-9970. It's Journey. This is Don't Stop Believing on Max FM.
Just a small town girl, living. Took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere. A singer in a smoky room, a smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on and on and on.
Strangers waiting, up and down the boulevard, their shadows searching in the night.
Living just to find emotion.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 8:30 right now, and we want to say a big congratulations to Susan, winner of those tickets to see Eric Michael Gillette at the Al Ringling Theater. Of course, that show is going to be Friday, August 2nd. Some great entertainment at the Al. Remember, you're going to have more chances to win tickets to that fantastic show throughout the rest of this week here on Max FM. So just be listening for your chance to text in and win. Right now, though, I want to tell you about saving money and shopping local. I mean, you know, it's not enough to give away some really awesome tickets, but you can also save a little in the wallet by going over to maxfmbigdeals.com. In some cases, up to 50% off. Now, here's an example of some of the things you're going to find when you shop at maxfmbigdeals.com. Tis the season for ice cream, you know, and we've got a two-pack of $5 certificates to Tin Roof Dairy, a $10 value, only $7.50 right now when you're shopping at maxfmbigdeals.com. Instant download on that as well, which means, you know, if you want to go in there later today for a little afternoon treat, you don't wait for us to send you a certificate. It's right there on your phone, and you're enjoying a banana split later on this afternoon. Now, if you love some cocktails, beers, wines, and really great entertainment, we also have a two-pack of $10 certificates to Kanamichi in downtown Baraboo. That is the wonderful craft bar. Only $14 when you're shopping right now at maxfmbigdeals.com. And of course, if you want a little fun in your life, don't forget about Asgard Axe and Tap of Wisconsin Dells, a $25 certificate for you to try your hand at axe throwing. $17.50, all you're going to pay right now when you shop at maxfmbigdeals.com. So really, no matter what you're looking for, we've got you covered. And the best part is, well, who doesn't want to talk about saving themselves a whole lot of money? Do some shopping right now at maxfmbigdeals.com. Nobody wants to check email this early in the morning. We would much rather do some online shopping, right? Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Not bad today. We're going to lose these clouds and then see some sunshine by this afternoon. Temperature's going to be pretty nice today as well, right around 76. Sean Cable's going to tell us more in just a minute. We're also going to have a look at sports next here on Max FM.
Step back in time with Tin Roof Dairy, Baraboo's gym for sweet treats. Indulge in our 32 flavors of creamy ice cream or sip on our nostalgic homemade sodas poured by Uniform Soda Jerks. Celebrate your birthday with us and enjoy a free ice cream treat. Visit Tin Roof Dairy on 3rd Avenue for a delightful blast from the past. Open Tuesday to Sunday, noon to 6 p.m. Call us at 608-448-4004 or find us online at tinroofdairy.com. Tin Roof Dairy, where every scoop is a memory made.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to an inch and a quarter and 20 feet long. Ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer, we'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff.
Big Ten Media Days are underway in Indianapolis, and there's plenty of change coming in the conference with the addition of four new teams. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Wisconsin Athletic Director Chris McIntosh.
You know, it's an exciting time for our conference. You know, the conference has had a strong foundation in terms of what it stands for, what the values are that we live by, and what our priorities are. And, you know, certainly there's been a lot of change since those days. But I think, you know, what's really exceptional is that, you know, the conference has found members whose institutions align with all of those things.
McIntosh on the camp with Zach Heilprin. The Packers will work a third straight day today before getting a day off tomorrow. Jordan Love continues to sit out, so the Packers added a third quarterback, signing Jacob Eason yesterday, cutting long snapper Peter Bowden to make room on the roster. Bryce Terang singled in the only run of the game in the eighth inning to give the Brewers a 1-0 win over the Cubs at Wrigley last night. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Some clouds this morning, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. High today 76 with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight clear 58, tomorrow sunshine 80. On Friday sunny, a little more humid with a high near 82. Do you need help with back taxes? Call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now, they can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64. 99.7.
Thank you.
8:35 right now, the Cardigans with Love Fool on Max FM.
'90s and more.
99 Max FM.
Make a one man weep, make another man sing. Change your heart.
Huey Lewis in the news. There's the Power of Love. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Well, Finn, it is time to check out our calendar days, all of those little things that we can celebrate as we go about another work week. And so we're going to start off with today as Amelia Earhart Day. Of course, we're talking about the aviator. She was born on this day, 1897, in Kansas. She championed the advancement of women in aviation and women's rights in general. So Amelia Earhart Day is today. I love that one.
Awesome.
It's also National Cousins Day. So if you have a cousin that you consider to be almost like a sibling or a best friend, this is your day to go out and celebrate that person. It's also National Tell an Old Joke Day. Oh, I feel like this is where you get all your knock-knock jokes ready and you get the why did the chicken cross the road kind of thing ready to go for today. I mean, it's an old joke, people. So yes, we can go back that far and that corny. It's also Pioneer Day today. Of course, talking about all of the different pioneers who championed this country and came across in their covered wagons to make a better life for themselves and their families, and along the way decided to settle, and then, you know, had all these different states and towns pop up along the way. So we will celebrate our pioneers on this day. Now, it's also National Drive-Through Day today. Well, I like to celebrate that pretty much any chance I get, National Drive-Through Day.
They're the best, aren't they?
Oh, they're so good. Whether it's food, coffee, especially special treat, doesn't matter. We can drive through for anything, even if we need to put money in our own banking, our own checking account. We can drive through for that as well. We don't even really need to have that much human interaction anymore, because a lot of drive throughs are completely like automatic now too, which is even better. Uh-huh. Somebody just hands you your stuff at the end of it. I love that. Then today, this is a big one and one that we can definitely get behind. It's National Tequila Day today, fam. Now, if you need an excuse to have an adult beverage or two on a Wednesday, here it is. National Tequila Day, obviously. A recent poll found that people in Nevada drink the most tequila at about 2.3 bottles a year. Then it's Colorado and Arizona coming in at just over one bottle, and California kind of in the same vicinity. Pennsylvania ranked last at just a quarter bottle a year, which is like equivalent to four shots, quite honestly. Now, here are a few quick margarita stats to help you celebrate on a Wednesday, okay? 76% of us love a good margarita, including around a third who absolutely love a good margarita. They don't just like a good margarita, they love a good margarita. Now, two-thirds prefer the frozen kind. A third say they like their margaritas on the rocks. 30% say margaritas are their go-to happy hour drink, and 5% always get a hangover from margaritas, maybe because one in four say they've just never even had a good margarita. I mean, are you really living if you've never had a good margarita?
Come on.
I mean, even if you want to do the virgin kind, I get it. Even on National Tequila Day, for, you know, some of us have various reasons why we don't want to partake in tequila. That's cool. We're not going to judge, but just even have a virgin one, because then it's like frozen fruit juice in a slushy, and it's absolutely amazing, and it's served in a big glass, and sometimes you'll even get a fun umbrella, and who doesn't need that on any given day?
It's one of those perfect summer drinks, isn't it?
It really is. It really is. So enjoy your tequila today in moderation, people. Have a designated driver if you're going to go beyond moderation, and enjoy yourself a delicious margarita for happy hour. So there you go. Taking a look at the forecast right now. Not bad today. We're going to lose these clouds eventually, and then it's going to become partly cloudy by this afternoon. 76 for a high today. Clear down to 58 tonight. Tomorrow, another gorgeous day with lots of sun and a high near 80. Then on Friday, sunny with a little bit more humidity, a high near 82. Right now, it is 64.
This is the Sauk County Public Health Minute, brought to you by Back Road Baraboo Motors.
I'm here today with Joyce with the Sauk County WIC program. What exactly is WIC?
WIC stands for Women, Infants, and Children, and is a supplemental nutrition program that provides specific nutritious foods during those critical times of growth and development. Also, we work one-on-one with families to help keep them healthy and strong.
Who is eligible for this program?
Many people think they do not qualify for WIC, but the truth is the income limits are very generous. For self-employed families, we look at their adjusted gross income for eligibility.
Is there anything that people might not know about WIC?
Actually, we have been really excited these past few years to provide families with the option to purchase more fruits and vegetables at the local grocery store. And during the summertime, we give families some extra checks to purchase fruits and vegetables at the local farmers market, which helps support Wisconsin farmers. You want more information about WIC? Please call us at 608-355-3290.
Whether you're shopping new or pre-owned, we've got something that's just right for you at Backroad Baraboo Motors. Plus, with Baraboo to You, you'll get free shipping up to 100 miles and a 20-day, 500-mile vehicle exchange policy. And our top-notch Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram certified service team is here to help with all your maintenance needs. Follow us on Facebook at Backroad Baraboo and shop Baraboomotors.com. Then come see us to experience just how easy car buying should be.
Blast off! As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Feel the big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts. Plus, camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
More 99.7 Max FM.
friends, but it don't work. Keep coming up with love, but it's so slashed and torn.
Give love, give love, give love, give love. WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Like the legend of the Phoenix.